Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. The one year.
Felt the lightning. Yeah. Waited on the thunder. Waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder.
Welcome back to Dan Parks. Scott will be back on Friday.
Started humming a song from 1970.
I have posted the dental OxyContin cap, if you will, for lack of a better term, the new law that is going into effect on the KMBZ Facebook page. If you want to read up on it, specifically if you want to read about the difference between the dentists and the prescriptions of the opioid medications and physicians. And every time we talk about this story, and if Scott were here, he would back me up on this 1,000%. We hear from the chronic pain crowd. And the chronic pain crowd, understandably, gets very angry and defensive when you start talking about putting any kind of regulation on these medications. And someone was yelling at me on the text line that I have no idea about what fibromyalgia is like. My mother has suffered from fibromyalgia for 25, 30 years. I am acutely aware of what that daily pain looks like. And there are days she can't get out of bed. And some years are better than others. Some days are better than others. And the purpose of this conversation today is about the dentists. And we can have a conversation on another day about the doctors. And I think that is a conversation worth having. But I posted the story about the dentists on the Facebook page. And you are welcome to read all of the statistics and things on it that you want. I'll put it on Twitter as well. We have reached out this hour to the folks over at the Kansas City Crime Commission. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We have invited the chief of police to come into the studio tomorrow. We are looking at 3 o'clock. He is understandably a very, very busy guy, but we are going to try to get him tomorrow around 3 o'clock in between some meetings. Because number one, we have Chief Smith on from time to time. We've had him on, I think, twice before since he's been sworn in. There are always a lot of crime and police related issues that we can speak with him about. But one of the things I was hoping to talk with him about tomorrow that we're just going to touch on today, and hopefully we can get someone from the Crime Commission to call in and clarify a couple of things on this, is I don't know if you've heard, but you know all about the TIPS hotline and you call in and there's a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. I mean, reporters have been announcing that phone number at the end of every crime live shot since I've been in this city working and broadcasting. They are now doing something different, and this headline really caught my eye. We're not the first city to do it, but I cannot wait to see if this works, and I want to know what you think about this new idea. So Kansas City just came out and announced they are offering $25,000 rewards leading to arrests in homicide cases. $25,000, which is a significant departure and jump from the $1,000 that has always been out there. And you know, the Crime Stoppers thing, it's up to $1,000.
Right.
So if you call Crime Stoppers anonymously and you say, look, I know that there was a someone stole $50 out of someone's car, I saw them do it, you're not going to get $1,000 for that tip. It's up to $1,000 up to this point. And for the bigger cases, the big cases, you can remain anonymous, and it was always $1,000. I see this headline and my jaw about dropped. They are now offering $25,000. And I reached out and I said, can you clarify at the Kansas City Crime Commission, is it $25,000 leading to an arrest? Does it have to be a conviction? Is it all homicide cases or just a certain few, like the headline grabbing homicide cases? And they just wrote back, $25,000 is the reward for information leading to an arrest or the filing of charges. Not even a conviction. Leading to an arrest or the filing of charges. And then he goes on to explain the funding and where it comes from, which we'll get into later. I'm going to try to get him to call in a little bit later. But do you think this will work? They're doing it and starting it in Kansas City, Missouri proper to try and fight gun-related violent crime in the city, okay? And it's called Project Safe Neighborhoods. But really, the thing I want us to focus on here is the $25,000. They've done it in Tampa with some success. And I'm curious, do you think raising the reward to that amount is going to get people to turn in the bad actors in the city? If they weren't going to turn them in for $1,000, will they turn them in for $25,000?
$25,000 is a lot of money.
You know, and one of the things he said, Chief Smith said in his blog, is that for some people, it's a life-changing amount of money. It says here, for many, $25,000 is life-changing money. We also hope it will change the lives of families who are grieving with no sense of justice over who killed their loved one. The trend is looking good. Since the news conference announcing the reward increase, there were 58 tips submitted on homicides in Kansas City. 58. Compare that to 1 month prior, where there were only 23. So the number of calls that have come in on homicides has increased 150% in 1 month. And he goes on to say that increase is not just benefiting Kansas City, because remember, people will call in tips to Crime Stoppers for crimes that have happened in Independence, on border cities to Kansas City. He says, our hope is that the $25,000 reward will create so much fear of being turned in that those who might consider bringing a firearm to a fight to solve a dispute, rob someone, will think twice. And I want to know, do you think $25,000 is enough to curb the violent crime rate in Kansas City? And if so, why? Why 25? Why not 10?
Text line says, I'd turn my mom in for $25,000.
And I'm asking, is that true? Is it the money? And if it's the money, why don't departments just do this? Let's say instead of hiring another three or four officers, you just start throwing money at people to turn in the bad actors. You know, how do you decide how to spend that money? As of today, by the way, there have been 59 homicides in Kansas City, and we are not even to August. What do you think? $25,000, will that money talk? And why not do it in other communities? 576-7798. You can text us at 22980. We'll take your call straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? So Kansas City is on pace for more homicides this year than last year. And the city decided, hey, let's do something different. Instead of $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, let's try offering $25,000 for information in homicides that lead to an arrest. And I mentioned that Tampa had done this, and I looked it up, and the cases that I could find in Tampa were specific. Like, so in this one case of three homicides, they've offered $25,000. That's not what's happening in Kansas City. In Kansas City, they've decided to do this across the board. And in fact, someone with the Crime Commission says it is the most amount of reward of any city in any country, save Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska is also offering $25,000 for homicide tips. And the police department here is citing the success that they had in Omaha when they decided to go with the $25,000 award. Let's go to Steve in St. Joe. What do you think, Steve?
Well, one of the things that needs to be taken into account, someone gets turned in, if they get processed by the system and released immediately back into society, you haven't really solved the problem. In the 90s in Virginia, there was a project called Project Exile, and the Virginia State Attorney General and the county prosecutors coordinated with the federal government, because it's actually a federal crime in many cases for example, a felon to be in possession of a firearm.
Sure.
They started handing these criminals to the federal prosecutors with a mandatory 5-year federal prison time, shipped to federal prisons out of the community, and they saw criminals voluntarily stop carrying guns because they knew that they were going for hard federal time.
Right.
Three states away.
And it's so, when it's federal, it's federal. You're doing it.
Yep. So, you know, it's all well and good to get people to turn them in, but if the system still says a slap on the wrist, 5 months later you're back on the street, it's not going to solve the problem.
And thank you for the call. I'm familiar with the program, Steve, and I believe, and I need to look at this, it's $25,000 for information leading to an arrest in homicides, but I also think they've bumped the award for information in gun crimes as well. And I need to find that. It's not broken down specifically in his blog. Do you think it will help? And why the number 25? If someone isn't going to turn someone in, if your conscience isn't going to allow you to do that for $1,000 or $5,000, do you think 25 is the threshold where people will say, okay, I know something about this, I'll turn them in? And then what does that say about us as a society? Let's go to Patrick in Kansas City. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Dana. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just saying, like, you know, the homicide rate in Kansas City, it just keeps going up and up and up. With that said, it's been like that, you know, at a high rate for a very long time, very long time. So, and I hate to put a dollar amount on someone's life or these tragedies though, on these homicides.
Right.
But, you know, it's, I hate to say it, but let's put some money towards it. Let's throw some money at it. Like I said, I'm not trying to devalue the lives that have been lost in one, you know, whatever the situation is, life is lost. But let's do something. Let's see if this helps of getting people to basically pay for the crimes that they've committed, or, again, maybe resisting someone from committing the crime altogether, because maybe there is that factor of them getting caught or someone, you know, turning them into authorities. But, again, it's just been going on for too long with no changes, and the increase of homicides keep going up and up. Maybe this will help in some way. And maybe, again, give some families some peace, you know, if their attacker or you know, their killer got caught.
Well, and I think you're right, Patrick. I believe they are hoping that $25,000 number, you know, it's not going to bring back the life that's already been lost, but they're hoping as we move forward and the word gets out that there's now $25,000 reward in any of these cases, that it will stop the bad murdering behavior. Because if you know you're thinking about killing someone, follow me here, and you know that if someone sees you or knows about it, they could be in the market for $25,000 to turn you in. They're hoping eventually it changes behavior. It's not going to bring back those lost up to this point. They're hoping that they get the word out to the point in some of the roughest neighborhoods in Kansas City that people will think twice before they go killing people in the first place. Here it is, quoting from the chief here. Our hope is that this $25,000 reward will create so much fear of being turned in that those who might consider bringing a firearm along to solve a dispute will think otherwise. They are working on a multimedia campaign to ensure that everyone knows what good money this is. The campaign will especially focus on areas of Kansas City, Missouri that have been most impacted by violence. This is a street level campaign. They want everyone out there to know $25,000 is real and you could be turned in for that money if you kill someone. 576-7798. What do you think? You can text in at 22980. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Friday. And right now he's on a beach somewhere far, far away. I texted a little bit with his girlfriend. They are all doing fine and healthy, despite the fact that they're in the Dominican Republic.
Believe it or not, he's actually been on Twitter today.
Which I don't know what he's doing. He's the one that's like, well, I'm not even taking my cell phone. But he's got to go in on Twitter and weigh in on like whatever he's weighing in on.
He's doing all sorts of stuff. He's posted a whole bunch of different vacation photos. Yes, he's weighing in on stuff, too.
Oh, come on. That's what you're not supposed to do on vacation.
Precisely it. That is it 100%.
Yeah. We're going to discuss that with him when he comes back, Mr. I can't. So he doesn't take his cell phone. He takes this, like, high and mighty moral ground attitude on vacation that I'm not even taking my phone.
Then
he hijacks his girlfriend's phone, logs in on her phone on his Twitter account, and can't stop yammering away on Twitter.
I thought he took his phone, but the claim was it doesn't leave the hotel room.
Whatever.
Now, obviously, that's a pile considering some of the photos I've seen.
Yeah.
But I thought he did still take the phone. He just claimed to leave it in the room.
The last thing he said to me was, I'm not taking my cell phone. He can't stand it. That's mm-hmm. what this is about. So we'll talk to him about that on Friday. Right now, we are talking about the whopper $25,000 reward being offered in Kansas City homicide cases. And I emailed the crime commission and I said, is this all cases? Are you picking and choosing the cases? And they wrote back, no. It is a $25,000 reward for information leading to an arrest or filing of charges in any Kansas City, Missouri homicide. Omaha, Nebraska did this apparently with some success. And the crime commission says they're thrilled. They want to get the word out that the new number is 25. And I'm asking you, do you think we will see a decrease in the murder rate in Kansas City? If $1,000 wasn't enough to get people to turn people in, if $5,000 isn't enough, will 25 be the number? And if it is, what does that say about us as a society? Let's go to Dennis in Bonner Springs. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good, good.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Good. You going to let me do a shout-out to a buddy also?
During a conversation about homicides? Probably not, Dennis.
Okay, well, first off, you know, I was thinking this deal on the homicide, you know, with this reward money. You know, selling dope is a risky business, but because it pays so well, people are willing to take the risk. The same with, you know, prostitution, you know. People are willing to take the risk because of the payout on it. And this whole deal with the $25,000 reward, you know, people, you know, snitching is real risky, and that's why nobody does it. If it paid well, people are going to start signing up for the work, that's for sure.
So you think it's a calculated risk, and if that risk pays, people will take the risk?
I do, but I think there's more they need to do to make it work, though. Because even though the money's there, and they might be willing to take that risk, I think there needs to be more public you know, information on how this is anonymous. Not, you know, you can call in anonymously, but explain to the people publicly how the system works so that they can know what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
And that fear will depart them, so it would encourage them to cash in on that information that they have without this fear of, you know, retaliation from whoever it is that they're, you know, they're trying to.
So it's interesting you asked that, Dennis. I was the Crime Stoppers like reporter for a couple of years when I first moved to town. I worked pretty closely with a lot of the police officers in Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, and around other parts of the city too, but predominantly those two cities. You are never known by your name when you call in a tip to Crime Stoppers. To the tips hotline, you are given a number, okay? And that is how they make the system truly anonymous. And they might ask you, can you call back later with more information? We have some follow-up questions. It is all done by number. And when it comes time to pay out the money, I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't know if that part is not supposed to be out there. But there is a very specific system in place with partners around the city to get people their money. And if I'm able to say more about that than I just did, I will. But I need someone to tell me that that's okay because it's never come up before. So thank you for asking. 576-7798. Let's go to Richard in Blue Springs. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hi, good. Go ahead. What do you think about this $25,000 reward?
Well, I think it misses the mark. What you may end up getting is more people turning in people, but it's not going to reduce the homicide rate. People are still going to kill people. All you're going to do is come in on the back end and maybe get a few more people turned in. And listening to what you said to the last caller, you emphasized the process for getting the money, and it's going to be anonymous and all that kind of stuff. All that is after the fact. It's after the homicide.
Yeah.
So $45,000 is not going to reduce the homicide rate.
But let me ask you this, Richard. Is it preventative in some way if it clears the truly bad actors off the street? So let's say there's one guy out there in a bad part of town that is responsible for 6 or 10 homicides. If they finally are able to arrest that person because of the $25,000 reward, he's taken off the streets. Does it not help mitigate the rate in that regard?
For that particular individual, yes. Instead of having 6 on his belt, 7, he's only going to have 6. But that, I don't see that. You're talking about a serial murderer. You know, when people kill other people, it's more of a crime of passion, or they're trying to commit some other crime. So they're not worried about whether this is the 5th one or the 7th one. The homicide rate, in my opinion, is not going to be decreased because you're giving more money to people who turn people in.
Okay, then let me ask you about this. What about the violent gang-related homicides? And with those, you know, let's say police know who the bad actors are. They know who the gang members are, but they cannot make that arrest or, you know, get that person prosecuted because no one's talking about it. I tend to agree with what you're saying, except for the most violent gang-related homicides. I do believe that if you can get some of those bad actors off the street, you will cut down on the rate because so few of those people, let's say 5 or 6 of them, might be responsible for dozens of shootings. And I really think with this amount of money, that's where they might start to see a decrease in violent crime. 576-7798. Let's go to Doc in Merriam. Hi, Doc.
Hey there.
Hey.
I have a few questions that might affect the overall effectiveness of this. First, if I happen to hit this $25,000 windfall, is that amount going to be taxed before I see any of it? Next, should I have not filed my taxes or I owe taxes to the government, are they going to garnish it before I see it? Same question, if I'm behind on child support, will it be garnished? And finally, I think a lot of the people who know something about this are probably going to be a little closer to the criminal underbelly than you or I. And they already have warrants, you know, for their arrest, and they'd be less likely to snitch anybody out. And finally, snitches probably don't live long enough to spend their riches.
Okay. Well, first of all, that was a clever rhyme. I think they're trying to cut down on the perception that snitches aren't around to see their riches. And to answer your question, Doc, this is so funny because I never thought about this, which is why we throw these topics out there. You asked, is that taxable income? And just a simple Google search has pulled up many results on this, which means people have looked into this. And this is just one from one supposed tax representative online. So take that for what it's worth. It says, yes, you would report this as income received from, quote, other sources. It would be non-earned, non-wage income. You know, I never even thought about tax law when it comes to these types of tips, I think technically it is considered taxable income. Now, do most people claim that? Or, like, I don't know how that works. I don't know. I don't know if your average Crime Stopper tipster, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. I don't know. Let's go to Steve in Overland Park. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Dana, you're doing a great job with the tunes while Captain No Fun's gone.
I love it.
Listen, our friends in the urban core seem utterly uninterested in making 5,000, so I don't see why 25 is not going to make a difference. We should give the money to the detectives and the police officers. I don't mean to go all crazy Caller Monday on you, but that would sure incentivize the guy on a $30,000 salary if you can get $25,000 for a kid who's got an open container. The only thing that ever works, like in Jelani in New York, is nabbing these kids with an open container and then searching them. And I know the folks in the urban core don't want to hear it, but it's a stop. Broken window policing, stop and search them, look for evidence, look for money, look for drugs. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to work. And until Quentin Lucas gets in on this thing and goes all in, our last mayor, you know, he didn't really care that much about it. I mean, that's, I hate to give it.
Well, wait, Steve. I don't think it's that they don't care. I think the problem is so big and so vast and multifaceted. Like, there's just not one answer when it comes to the homicide rate in any big city. There's just not.
It's lucrative. Prostitution is lucrative. Like the previous caller said, drugs are lucrative. You have to make it lucrative on the other end to bust Al Capone. You have to get them on small things, and the urban police department, urban core is interested in the money. Keep swishing around, so they're getting paid. They don't really mind about it. But if you get those young officers who aren't making a fortune that want to get detective. And maybe the $25,000 will motivate them a little bit. But
Steve, and I can all wait. I can already hear people screaming in their cars. You start incentivizing detectives to make arrests, and you start throwing around numbers like $25,000. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Just be honest.
Fake tips.
It's not just going to be fake tips. It would lead to, in some cases, the arrest just to make the arrest. If you start putting a number to that, I think that is a very dangerous road to go down. Let's say you have an officer with gambling debt. Now it makes a whole lot of sense to start arresting people, regardless of where the evidence is pointing, if you get my drift. If you want to have a conversation about putting this money to other use, like adding more officers on the street, you know, what does a $25,000 tip times 5 or 10 tips a year, what does that get you if you traded in the tip money and put it toward manpower? We can have that discussion. We can absolutely have that discussion. But I don't like incentivizing financially arrests. I just think that would lead us down a very bad road. 576-7798 is the number to call if you would like to weigh in. We will post this on our Facebook page as well as Twitter. You can text at 22980. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in.
So, Chief Smith over at Kansas City, Missouri, says this $25,000 reward has increased the tips coming in, to the tips hotline by 150% in just 1 month. And they are doing a campaign to really get the word out on the streets. This is an on-the-ground campaign to let everybody know, really across Kansas City, but targeting the really bad areas where they're seeing the most violent crime, to let everybody know the reward is now $25,000 for a tip leading to an arrest in the city's homicides. And I'm asking this hour, what do you think? On the text line, this is interesting. The reward needs to be enough to relocate someone to another part of the city or help them find a place out of the inner city if that is where this tip is coming from. And that's not a bad idea. Because if you are holding information about very dangerous people and $1,000 wasn't enough to get you to pick up the phone, or $5,000 wasn't enough, would $25,000 be enough if you knew you could get out of the city and move away?
Yes, kind of distancing yourself from the potential backlash of, well,
yeah,
snitching.
And if you have children, or if you have, you know, 576-7798, let's go to Ron in Kansas City. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling in.
You kind of just touched on my point a little bit. My question was, so you turn in a tip. I know that's anonymous, but if you are involved or know enough about it, aren't you going to have to go to court and testify? And then there goes your anonymity.
So it does not, if you give the tip that leads them down a road at looking at one person for the homicide. Do you know what I mean? When you raise your hand anonymously to give the tip, you are not agreeing or signing up to go testify in court. That's not how it works. And not that you couldn't if you agreed to testify in court. It is just the tip that gets them on the track of arresting the right person for that crime. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, you don't necessarily have to go to court and testify. It's just a tip.
No, it's just a tip. And then from there, they do their own detective work to bring that person to justice.
Makes sense to me. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. If you told people, hey, by the way, you've got to also testify in court, that would shut down this system very quickly.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as anonymity if you have to stand and look at them in a courtroom.
Someone just wrote in, you do understand that 150% means you could get two tips, and now you've gone to five tips, and that's an increase of 150%. The numbers are much, much higher than that. Much higher than that. And it is in the story that we have posted on the Facebook page, and I've put it on Twitter as well. 576-7798. Someone just wrote in, I'm genuinely curious how you collect the reward when you make the tip anonymously. I will reach out and ask if that is information that's supposed to be out there. And if they don't care, I will tell you how it's done, because it is interesting.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.